Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from a student in the School of Grace to others of like precious faith, detained perhaps in a similar classroom for the purpose of being taught further lessons by the God of all grace. It has been laid on the hearts of those responsible for the Berean tape recording ministry to provide for our aged, sick, infirm or shut-in friends a series of brief messages, 10 to 12 minutes, conveying something of the patience and comfort of the scriptures, or, as the original words literally mean, the endurance and encouragement of the scriptures. Those of us who are experiencing the loving discipline of our Heavenly Father are only too well aware of our ever-present need of patient endurance and the comfort of encouragement. I say those of us because I include myself. Not long before I was given the privilege of being invited to make these recordings, I suffered what is commonly known as a stroke. It has affected the left side of my face, leaving the muscles powerless and out of control. As you can hear, the power of speech has, for the most part, been graciously preserved, for which I thank God. But if I do muff some words, I hope you will bear with me remembering my infirmity. I am sure we would all agree that the Lord has a plan and purpose for each of our lives, and that everything he does or permits is in accordance with the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That being so, when we are laid low by sickness or some other adversity, there is always a sound reason and purpose behind it all, nothing less than the manifold wisdom of God. And let us never forget the astounding statement in verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 3, that those of us who are members of the church which is his body are being used to make known this manifold wisdom of God to the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. But that isn't all, because Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 10 tells us that any chastening by the Lord is for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. One of the profits which we may receive is summed up for us by Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians, and we will make verses 3 to 7 of chapter 1 our scripture reading for this message. We shall hope to include a short Bible reading and a prayer in each of these recordings, God willing. And so we read from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Our English word sympathy is spelt almost the same as the Greek word, and that means to suffer with another, to be affected in the same way. So it is not strictly accurate to say we sympathize with somebody if we have not suffered in the same way as the other person. How wonderful and comforting it is to know that this very word is used in the original of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, where we read that we have not an high priest unable to sympathize with our infirmities or weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, apart from sin. Therefore, because of this, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. More than once in the New Testament, we are assured that the Lord Jesus Christ ever liveth to make intercession for us. And Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 says, "The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with unutterable groanings. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." With all this gracious and wondrous provision, how ready we ought to be to avail ourselves of the invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace. We meet the word sympathy again in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 34, where it is translated compassion. These Hebrew Christians to whom Paul was writing were having a rough time themselves, but he thanks them for their sympathy with him and encourages them. And he says, "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry." Peter too, in his first letter, uses the same expression, and says in verse 8 of chapter 3, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous." What a privilege is ours of remembering one another in prayer, and that is something we can all do, even though we may be laid low and unable to do anything else.